Namanda,
this month at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, we've been discussing the various teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha as we observed this month the Nirvana Day service. The Buddha's, say, passing over to the other shore, the end of his life in this world. So I'd like to begin today by reading one of the teachings, one of the words that we receive from Shakyamuni Buddha in the Larger Sutra. This is one of the very important sermons of the Buddha in our tradition. So I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. Daikyo no okotoba o itadakimasu. The Buddha said to Maitreya, "It is difficult to encounter and difficult to behold a Tathagata who has appeared in this world. It is difficult to meet and difficult to hear the teachings of the Buddhas. It is difficult to hear the excellent teachings of the Bodhisattvas, the Paramitas. It is also difficult to meet a true teacher, hear the teaching, and put it into practice. However, the most difficult of all difficulties is to hear this sutra and accept it with the entrusting heart. Nothing surpasses this difficulty. Therefore, I have presented the Dharma, thus preached it, and thus taught it. You should accept it in trust, and practice in accord with it."
Nyōrai ga odemashi ni natta yoni umareru koto ga muzukashiku, sono nyōrai ni ao koto mo muzukashi. Mata hotoke ga仏方の教えを聞くことも難しい。菩薩のすぐれた教えや六パラミツの行について聞くのも難しく、禅知識にあって教えを聞き、修行することもまた難しい。まして、この教えを聞き、信じて保ち続けることはもっと難しいことであって、 これより難しいことは他のない。そうであるから私はこのように仏となり、様々な悟りへの道を示し、ついにこの無量寿経の教えを説くに至ったのである。そなたたちはただこれを信じて教えのままに修行するのが良い。
Good morning, everyone. 皆さん, ohayou gozaimasu. We have a very special service today at the temple, and we're joined by some very special guests. I'd like to begin by welcoming our friends from the Mountain View Buddhist Temple Girl Scout Troop. Thank you very much for joining us this morning for our service. After service today, we have a special observance this morning from 11:30. Can anyone tell me what that is? Anyone know? Do you know, Phoebe?
Hinamatsuri.
Hinamatsuri, that's right. And what is Hinamatsuri? Can someone tell me a little explanation, Kate? We call it Girls' Day. And what do we do on Girls' Day? Yeah, do you know, Phoebe? Put up beautiful dolls. So when you go over into the social hall after the service, be sure to admire our beautiful dolls. We have beautiful antique dolls. They're very rare to see here in the United States. In Japan, historically, many families would have a collection of these and they would bring them out once a year to display in their home. And so this is a celebration of the beginning of the arrival of spring. It's called the Momonoseku, the sort of plum, peach season. But this is a wonderful observance and celebration of girls and wishing for girls to be healthy and strong. And so as we're thinking about this, I want to think a little bit about what it means to be strong as a person. I think to be strong as a person, one needs to know what is true. What is true? So can you tell me who is someone that you can trust to tell you the truth, to tell you something that's true? Do you know someone, Nina? The Buddha. That's a wonderful answer. That's right. That's right. Yeah, how about you, Miles? Who are you pointing to? What's that? You're pointing to your older sister, Aoki. Very good. Very good. You can trust your older sister. Very good. Trust her as much as you trust the Buddha, maybe? Maybe. Yeah? Yeah? Right? So how do you figure out? How do you know that you can trust someone? How do you know you can trust someone? Yeah, Phoebe? When they tell you the truth and they don't lie to you, right? They tell you something that's true. They don't tell you something that's false, right? And so the Buddha gave us a very simple formula, a very simple way to understand what to follow, what to practice. He said in a sutra called the Kalama Sutra, he said, don't go by what people say. Don't go by if somebody makes a clever argument. Don't even go by thinking, oh, this person is my teacher, so I should trust them. Rather, very simple. It says, when you know that this is something that is praised by the wise, when wise people say, people you know to be wise, your good teachers. We've been talking about good teachers this month. People like your older sister, people like the Buddha. When they tell you something, and when you know that this thing leads to happiness and peace of mind, you should do that thing. And when you know that people who are wise say, don't bother with that. And when you know that that thing leads to problems and trouble, don't do that thing, right? It's very, very simple. Very simple. You know who the wise people are in your life, so you can take their advice, but you also need to think about, when you do this, what happens? Cause and effect, right? If I do this, everyone's happy, everyone's at peace. Very good. If I do this, we get into a big fight. Everybody's confused and angry. Better not to do that thing, right? So the Buddha taught many, many wise teachings. Many wise teachings. Sometimes he taught things that weren't popular, that weren't what everybody was saying. Sometimes his teachings went against the ideas that people had in his society. And so at that time, the Buddha said, don't be confused, don't be misled. If you know this to be true, follow this teaching, right? So one of the ideas that people had back in the time of the Buddha was that boys were better at certain things than girls, right? What do you think about that? No, that's right. That's right. Isn't that the Girl Scout motto? Or I've seen it on t-shirts at least. Girls can do anything, right? That's right. That's right. The Buddha, 2,500 years ago, he knew that, right? So he taught in the larger sutra. He said, in the Nembutsu, in this Nembutsu teaching, in this world, in this whole world, men and women are equal. Men and women are equal, and they, both men and women, are able to realize the exact same enlightenment through birth in the Pure Land, through hearing this Nembutsu teaching. When you hear a teaching like this, and when you believe it, it changes your life. It changes your way of living. So I want to tell you the story today of a woman who heard this teaching over the years, and it changed her way of living. Her name was Ryō Myōni. Have you ever heard of Eshini or Kakushini? Eshini was Shinran's wife, okay? Shinran's picture is right here. Okay, so Eshini was Shinran's wife. Kakushini was Shinran's daughter, right? So this name Ni, at the end of a name, it's a name for a woman who's also a Buddhist priest, also an obosa, right? So Ryō Myōni, she was also a Buddhist priest, and she was the wife of a Buddhist teacher named Dōgen. Dōgen was, he was the seventh generation leader of the Bukkoji Temple. The Bukkoji Temple is an important temple that follows the teachings of Shinran Shonin. Okay? So, Ryōgen's wife, her name was Ryōmyōni. So, when Ryōgen passed away, then their son, Gendan, became the leader of the temple. Okay? But you know how old he was when he became the leader? He was 18 years old. Do we have any 18-year-olds here with us today? No, we don't. Do we have any 17-year-olds? Yeah? Okay, so Nicole, next year you're going to have to take over the whole temple, right? Not just the temple, but it had many sub-temples, right? Would you feel ready for that, Nicole? Nah, that's right. And I think that's probably what Gendan also said. He probably said, nah, but he didn't have a choice. But his mother was there to guide him and to support him and show him what to do. So he led the temple for about 11 years. 11 years he was the leader, and scholars think that during those 11 years, his mother was always there, giving him support, giving him advice, telling him what to do. So who do you think was really in charge of the temple? His mom, right? His mother was in charge. And then something very sad happened. When Ryōgen was just 29 years old, a young man just coming into his own, he passed away. He died at a very young age. These misfortunes happen in life. The Buddha teaches us. This is something that happens in life. And so then you know who became the leader of the temple? His mom did. That's right. Ryōmyōni. She became the leader, the whole Buddhist tradition. This is something very unusual at that time, right? Think about it. They had this 18-year-old kid take over just because he was a guy, right? But Ryōmyōni, people saw, everyone knew that in the background, she was the one who had been making the decisions, who had been giving advice, and they saw she was able to lead. She had the brains. She was able to lead. People trusted her. So before, up to that point, she had been leading groups of women. So at that time, they would break into men and women to have Dharma gatherings. We kind of do this now, don't we? We have the Buddhist Women's Association, right? We have the Girl Scouts. So we still have groups where women and girls, they lead each other. They lead other girls. They lead other women. Ryōmyōni started out in that same kind of group, just leading women, but there she learned the skills to be able to lead all kinds of people. So when her son passed away, people said, she should be our leader. And she led the temple until she retired at the age of 61. And during that time, the temple continued to grow and grow. And one thing that happened when a new temple started to grow and become more popular, the big old temples weren't always very happy about it, right? There was a temple, there was a place called Mount Hiei where there were lots of temples, but they were also very powerful, and they had something called warrior monks. Warrior monks, they were Buddhist monks, but they were also warriors. And they would make sure that no one threatened their temple, that no one got stronger than their temple. So when they saw this new temple getting stronger and stronger, led by a woman, they were a little bit uncomfortable with this. So they sent more than 10 of their own monks. They sent him into Kyoto, and they stopped by the Gion Shrine, and they said, why don't you guys come with us? So they sent 20 armed bodyguards, armed guards from the Gion Temple. So 30 of these scary guys showed up at Bukkoji Temple. And you know what they were planning to do? They were planning to destroy it. They were planning to burn this temple to the ground. So they showed up, scary guys. You know what happened? A lawyer came out. They had a really good lawyer. And he went out and he said, hi, what brings you here? We're here to burn this temple to the ground. because you are in violation of our teachings. And they had this good lawyer, and he said, actually, I think you better go back up to Mount Hiei, because we have these documents written by the scholar monks of Mount Hiei that said that they approve of Bukkoji Temple. So I think there's been some misunderstanding. You better just go back up the mountain. You know what they did? Oh, what? You know about that? Hey, oh, what? Oh, okay. And they left. They left, right? Now, who was in charge here, right? Who was in charge of Bukkyoji Temple? Ryōmyōni, right? So she knew we got to have good lawyers here to protect our temple, right? We've got to have good people. So she made sure that she had people there who could protect the temple, not with swords and bows and arrows and spears, but with their brains, right? She was a wise leader. She showed us how you can lead and how you can solve problems, not by fighting, but by talking and by showing people the truth. So Ryōmyōni was a person who grew up hearing this teaching of the Nembutsu, hearing that in this world, men and women are equal, and that we're able to realize the same birth in the Pure Land, the same enlightenment, through following and believing this larger sutra. And it changed her life. It gave her the courage and the strength to lead and to help many people. So this is a wonderful example of how the Nembutsu teaching shows us that all people, men, women, boys, girls, were all able to live wonderful, rich, fulfilling lives. This is the wish that we have for our daughters during Hinamatsuri, for our sisters, for all women, for all girls, and also for all people, that by being good leaders as women and as girls, we're also able to help the boys, right? And help the men. And so this is the wonderful spirit of the Nembutsu, all beings embraced and guided together towards awakening.
お Nembutsu という教えは、このように男性も女性も平等にお念仏を聞いて、平等に阿弥陀如来の救いをいただいて、その男性も女性も阿弥陀如来の救いを信じたら、この命が終えたら、この世の現れが終わったら、速やかに同じお浄土に往生して、すぐに仏となる、成仏できるという素晴らしい御教えですね。だからこの教えによって、力強く男性でも女性でも男の子でも女の子でも力強くみんな仲良く生きていける力をいただくということですね。で、このいただいた力の喜びを南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏で表すことができます。
So we express this joy of living equally, living bravely, living strongly in the words 南無阿弥陀仏。So I'd like to conclude my words here. Once again, let us hear the words spoken by Shakyamuni Buddha in the larger sutra. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho o nagai shimasu. The most difficult of all difficulties is to hear this sutra and accept it with the entrusting heart. Nothing surpasses this difficulty. Therefore, I have thus presented the Dharma, thus preached it, and thus taught it. You should accept it in trust and practice in accord with it.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.